Okay, so this guy has a diagnosis of cor pulmonale, which is defined as right heart failure secondary to a pulmonary etiology. In this case, his COPD, as evidenced by his 60-pack year history of smoking, that is his pulmonary pathology. And his right heart failure signs are his jugular venous distension and his pedal edema. Some patients will also have hepatosplenomegaly. We don't see that in this patient. Now, this is actually really important. You can see that he has a 2/6 holosystolic murmur that increases with inspiration. That is, in fact, tricuspid regurg. However, that is not the answer here. You might be wondering what the fuck that's about. That's actually a very, very common finding in patients who have pulmonary hypertension, okay? So this is on the NBMEs for step one as well as step two. First time you see it, it's a significant curveball. But if you were to say to me, Michael, like, when might a patient get tricuspid regurg? Like, if we're just talking about the murmurs in general, I'd give you three main causes. I would say endocarditis, tricuspid endocarditis in the setting of an IV drug user. I would tell you carcinoid syndrome, okay, patient has a carcinoid tumor. And I would also tell you patients with pulmonary hypertension / cor pulmonale. These are the three main patient groups I've observed on the NBMEs that get tricuspid regurgitation. So although that's one of the answer choices here, tricuspid regurgitation, it's not the actual explanation for the peripheral edema. The explanation for the peripheral edema is best described as choice C, increased pulmonary vascular resistance. Now think of it this way. He has cor pulmonale, okay? USMLE wants you to know that cor pulmonale, as I said before, right heart failure due to a pulmonary cause. Now the COPD is going to cause hypoxic vasoconstriction. If you haven't heard that physiologic tidbit before, that's really important. If you have low oxygen tension in the lungs, then you get hypoxic vasoconstriction of the pulmonary vasculature. So this guy would have a decreased VNQ. A long discussion there, but the bottom line is he would have low oxygen tension in the lungs due to his COPD. That's going to cause hypoxic vasoconstriction of the pulmonary arterioles. That in and of itself means he's going to have a backup of pressure onto the right ventricle, increased afterload on the right ventricle due to the constriction of those pulmonary vessels. So that pulmonary vascular resistance that's leading to pulmonary hypertension, right heart failure, and that's backing up not only to the jugular vein giving you the JVD, but it's also causing increased hydrostatic pressure in the peripheral veins. And that's the mechanism for the peripheral edema, okay? Edema is going to occur if you either have increased hydrostatic pressure in the vasculature, that can be seen in heart failure, or if you have decreased oncotic pressure, which is decreased proteins in the vasculature, which you can see in renal failure, such as with nephrotic syndrome, when you're losing the proteins in the urine, or in hepatic failure, where the liver is not producing albumin. Okay, so the answer here, increased pulmonary vascular resistance. Looking at choice A, wrong answer, decreased intravascular oncotic pressure. As we just said, that would be the answer in renal failure with nephrotic syndrome, such as in diabetes, okay? Or it can also be seen in hepatic failure, like with alcoholism, hep B, hep C, hemochromatosis. And choice B, increased peripheral vascular resistance. That could explain hypertension in some patients. Just not the mechanism for the peripheral edema here. Choice D, increased vascular permeability, that's an interesting one. USMLE will do this sometimes where you'll have peripheral edema in this setting, or you might have pulmonary edema, and you'll see increased vascular permeability as an answer, and it's wrong. It's more or less reflective of inflammatory states. If we had a situation with cytokine release, such as with anaphylaxis, okay, or with sepsis, increased vascular permeability is the answer, okay? So that's usually due to TNF-alpha. That's important for USMLE, knowing that TNF-alpha is the cytokine that that mediates increased vascular permeability, okay? So if we had pulmonary edema due to ARDS, acute respiratory distress syndrome, increased vascular permeability would be correct. Okay, so yeah, that pretty much explains this question. I just want you to take home that this patient has cor pulmonale due to COPD, okay? That's right heart failure due to a pulmonary cause, and the low oxygen tension in the lungs due to his history of smoking, that's going to cause hypoxic vasoconstriction. and pulmonary hypertension, increased afterload on the right ventricle, and that's the explanation for his right heart failure. And that's going to back up all the way to the peripheral veins, increased hydrostatic pressure in the peripheral veins, and that's why he has the edema here. Okay, that's it.